Okay. Here we go. It is it's May 2026. Here's the part that always sounds the same. Coming down in 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Alternative Vashon on Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM. Coming to you from a dude's garage on beautiful Vashon Island. I'm Bill Reed. I'm the dude. Vashon Island is an actual island. It's located just outside Seattle, Washington, USA. Oasis is here. They're going to do one live in the Alt Vashon Garage. Go.
Some might say sunshine follows thunder. Would you tell it to the man who cannot shine? Some might say we should never ponder on our thoughts today, cause they hold sway over time. Some might say we will find a brighter day. Some might say we will find a brighter day. In the rain, you made no preparation for my reputation once again. The sink is full of fishes, she's got dirty dishes on the brain. Overflowing gently, but it's all elementary, my friend. Some might say they don't believe in heaven. Go and tell it to the man who lives in hell. Some might say you take what you've been given. If you don't take yours, I won't take mine as well. Some might say we will find a brighter day. Some might say we will find a brighter day. Standing at the station, education in the rain. You made no preparation for my reputation once again. The sink is full of fishes, she's got dirty dishes on the brain. And my scratch is itching, itching in the kitchen once again. Some might say, some might say, some might say, some might say.
people see rock and roll as youth culture, and when youth culture becomes monopolized by big business, what are the youth to do? I think we should destroy the bogus capitalist process that is destroying youth culture.
Talking to Dan the other day, you know Dan, he's the dude that is always hanging out in front of the drugstore in Vashon Town, and we were talking about music. He's a huge music fan, and I asked him who his favorite band was, and he said he couldn't give me just one, but he does have a top three: Faith No More, Soundgarden, and Alice in Chains. And the first band he mentioned was Alice in Chains, so I'm going to say they're probably his favorite band. So there's one for Dan. Alice in Chains, Wood. REM, Fall on Me, Oasis at the top, live in the Alt Vashon Garage. Some might say, Bill Reed, Alternative Vashon, Classic Alternative on Voice of Vashon Radio. Hole on the way, Joe Jackson coming up next. And the long-lost song goes back to 1988 in about a half hour. Oh, and Mike Ness from Social Distortion stops by in 15 minutes.
Let's get ready to rumble!
It's friends, it's lovers, Yo, what up? This is Snoop D-O Double G, Billy Reid. Keep it real. You hoid me?
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way.
Joe Jackson at the top, On Your Radio, Posies, Seattle band, Dream All Day, and Johnny Cash, right there, covering Nine Inch Nails, Hurt. Mike Ness of Social Distortion is here in the Alt Vashon Garage. You're a huge Johnny Cash fan. In fact, you guys covered Ring of Fire. Talk about that.
Well, what's funny is, you know, I mean, we've seen the punk scene begin, and we've seen it change, and we've seen it stereotyped, and we've seen all kinds of stuff, but for us, you know, by the mid-80s, we felt a need to go back into American roots music, A, because we were an American band and wanted to find our roots, but more than that was that we saw connections between certain attitudes of punk to, you know, old folk music, old country music, old, you know, black blues and R&B and rockabilly and stuff like that. And mainly because it was class music back then. It was like, and class music sung about class issues, you know, working class, poverty, oppression, and you know, sin and redemption and all that stuff. And you know, that was basically along with rebellion and wanting to change. So that was the same ideals punk had, you know.
Right, yeah.
But we saw that, you know, beginning ever since music began. I mean, that's how we introduced Ring of Fire live. It's like, you know, obviously punk rock didn't start in the 90s, and we believe that it didn't even really start in the 70s, you know, that there was attitudes and beliefs that started when music began.
Fire it. reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's going the distance.
Peter, what's happening? I'm gonna need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
And the sky was made of amethyst. And all the stars were just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no.
Yeah.
Alternative Vashon. Classic alternative on Voice of Vashon Radio. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. It's funny. Courtney Love, famously talkative, famously outspoken, famously kind of crazy. I followed her on Facebook, and now my feed is absolutely inundated with Courtney Love posts. Some things never change. I might have to unfollow her. I mean, it's too much. Courtney Love and her band Hole, Violet, Cake, The Distance, Social Distortion covering Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire, long lost song on the way back to 1988 for an anthem from a one-hit wonder, an English band. I guess you'd call them a punk band, although today's long lost song ain't all that punky. But the message certainly is. All will be revealed next when it's 1988 on the Long Lost Song.
This killer programming didn't just happen. Our underwriters made it happen. Go admire them at voiceofvashon.org. And while you're there, click the donate button at the top of the page.
Alrighty then. Time for the Long Lost Song on Alternative Vashon. Every week, we pluck a track from the alt-rock canon, focus upon it with laser-like intensity, and talk a little bit about what was going on around us when that song was on the radio. This time around, the year is 1988. Where were you in 88? Okay, I'll give you the quote and you give me the source. Read my lips, no new taxes. George Bush, Sr. at the 1988 Republican National Convention. Of course, he went on to win the presidency, and the first thing he did was raise taxes. 1988 was a great year for today's long-lost song band. They came from London and scored their only hit in 1988. They were kind of hard to describe. Too punk for classic rock fans, but too classic rock for punk fans, which is probably why they became a cult band instead of huge stars. Out of 1988, here's the Godfathers with Birth, School, Work, Death, today's long-lost song, an alternative Vashon.
Upside down when all it's seeing shut off drown. An awful torture, I felt pain, just like that film of Michael Caine. I've been abused, I've been confused, and I've kissed my reflection's shoes. I've been high and I've been low, and I don't know where to go. I'm living inside of
sympathy. There's nothing in this world for me. Birth, school, work, death. Birth, school, work, death.
It's the long-lost song on Alternative Vashon out of 1988, The Godfathers, Birth, School, Work, Death, total anthem from their album of the same name, by far the band's biggest hit. The Godfathers broke up in the early 90s, and then they got back together with a different lineup, and then they broke up, and then they got back together again with another lineup. Same old story of a lot of the bands heard on this feature, The Long Lost Song, every week right here on Alternative Vashon, Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM.
Represent the LBC, me, la la, la, we won't let.
Time from Sublime. Oh man, it don't get any better than that. Bill Reed bringing you the classic alternative every week, hand-forged in my Vashon Island garage and served up hot on the old-school airwaves by Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM. On demand anytime, voiceofvashon.org. Subscribe on Mixcloud. Have the show delivered to your inbox every week. I got to get out of here. Got to catch a ferry.
Oh, listen, one more thing. It'll just take a second.
I'll leave you with Baz Luhrmann. He's a film director. You may know him from Strictly Ballroom was a movie he did, also Romeo and Juliet. Here he is giving a graduation speech, somehow a huge hit in the spring of 1997. It was graduation time. We played the hell out of this song, or this piece, on 107.7 The End in Seattle. I used to do afternoons there. Baz Luhrmann, Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen. See you next week.
Good night and party on!
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 97, wear sunscreen. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, sunscreen would be it. The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth. Oh, never mind. You will not understand the power and beauty of your youth until they've faded. But trust me, in 20 years, you'll look back at photos of yourself and recall in a way you can't grasp now how much possibility lay before you and how fabulous you really looked. You are not as fat as you imagine. Don't worry about the future, or worry, but know that worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum. The real troubles in your life are apt to be things that never crossed your worried mind, the kind that blindsides you at 4 p.m. on some idle Tuesday. Do one thing every day that scares you. Sing. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts. Don't put up with people who are reckless with yours. Floss. Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind. The race is long, and in the end, it's only with yourself. Remember compliments you receive. Forget the insults. If you succeed in doing this, tell me how. Keep your old love letters. Throw away your old bank statements. Stretch. Don't feel guilty if you don't know what you want to do with your life. The most interesting people I know didn't know at 22 what they wanted to do with their lives. Some of the most interesting 40-year-olds I know still don't. Get plenty of calcium. Be kind to your knees. You'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. Whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much, or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance. So are everybody else's. Enjoy your body. Use it every way you can. Don't be afraid of it or what other people think of it. It's the greatest instrument you'll ever own. Dance. Even if you have nowhere to do it but in your own living room. Read the directions, even if you don't follow them. Do not read beauty magazines. They will only make you feel ugly.
Brother and sister, together we'll make it through. Someday our spirit will take you and guide you there. I know you've been hurting, but I've been waiting to be there for you. And I'll be there, just help.
get to know your parents. You never know when they'll be gone for good. Be nice to your siblings. They're your best link to your past and the people most likely to stick with you in the future. Understand that friends come and go, but with a precious few, you should hold on. Work hard to bridge the gaps in geography and lifestyle, because the older you get, the more you need the people you knew when you were young. Live in New York City once, but leave before it makes you hard. Live in Northern California once, but leave before it makes you soft. Travel. Accept certain inalienable truths. Prices will rise, politicians will philander, you too will get old. And when you do, you'll fantasize that when you were young, prices were reasonable, politicians were noble, and children respected their elders. Respect your elders. Don't expect anyone else to support you. Maybe you have a trust fund, maybe you'll have a wealthy spouse, but you never know when either one might run out. Don't mess too much with your hair, or by the time you're 40, it will look 85. Be careful whose advice you buy, but be patient with those who supply it. Advice is a form of nostalgia. Dispensing it is a way of fishing the past from the disposal, wiping it off, painting over the ugly parts, and recycling it for more than it's worth. But trust me on the sunscreen.